up in here in the nest, when everyone around you tells you what's best. I gotta trust my gut, yeah, I gotta cut my ties, leap into the unknown and learn to fly. Determination flickers from the tip of my tongue, impatience overcomes a wise young one. Speak with intentions, impress my surroundings, fixed on the earth, gotta keep my ground. Past experience got you filled with the hate, full of negativity, you can't trust fate. Gotta utilize this comment, but the lyrics spilling out of my brain like vomit. This is my war cry. Yeah, my war cry. Breaking down from the bottom of the sea. My war cry. My war running, running through my brain, constantly from going insane, from joining the rest of the pact. Yeah, they lost their dreams on the hard fact. Fact that no one wants to carry you there. Fact that no one wants to play fair. Fact that the competition is there. Yeah, fact that the failure's a real scare. Yeah, based on the facts, not a feeling in the world. Based on the facts, you ain't living in a girl. Based on the facts, not a feeling in the world. Yeah, based on the facts.
Inspiration for your song War Cry?
War Cry. So War Cry, I was in a spot in my life where I on the outside it looked like I should have had everything that I had ever wanted, but on the inside I was not entirely living up to my true potential. And I really didn't want to be stuck in the Monday to Friday, 8 to 5 kind of office grind that was often highly respected in Calgary, in the city that I grew up in. I really didn't want to fall into societal pressures of what the path is that you're supposed to follow. And so this was kind of my war cry, was the song that I helped release all of that kind of through. So that was the story behind War Cry.
How do you normally approach your songwriting? Do you usually start out with a beat or a melodic element or a lyric idea?
Yeah. It's never usually starting out with lyrics. I think because I have learned almost everything I know from ear, I actually can't read music very well. I've never really trained much in theory. My ears are instantly drawn to how a beat is made and the structure of it and how all the sounds come together. And then the lyrics definitely come after. So usually it's with either a melody first or a drum beat.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, or in a studio mixing and producing, or up on a stage performing in front of people?
That's a great question. I think I feel most in my element when I am on stage performing for people. It's really something. It's that I've only ever known since I was performing from the age of 3. So when I stop performing for a little while, that's when I really start to notice that it's actually a huge part of who I am. It's a big part of what makes me me. So I think I am most comfortable on stage, and I'm trying to feel everybody's energies and read the room as much as I can, and really just try to channel the souls of the room through the soles of my feet. That being said, though, I'm also very, very comfortable and very content in a studio mixing. I do love mixing and producing, so yeah.
I know it's been really hard making plans very far ahead during the pandemic situation, and things are starting to open back up a little bit, especially for people that love to perform. It's been a hard time. What have you been doing, and what are you going to do to stay connected with your music and your fans as this situation goes on?
I really have found that creating live videos have been successful for me in the last little while. Also creating music videos, because our community is suffering a little bit right now with live shows and live entertainment, I thought the next best thing would be to create a quality music video with good sound and good footage. With music videos as well as live music videos. So that's what I've been doing. I've got two music videos coming out within the next month here. One for Soul City, which is the first song off the album, and one for War Cry, which is, I believe, the last song off the album. So I have two music videos coming out for those. And then I've just been releasing live music videos in between. So I actually just did a cover of Chris Isaak's Wicked Game that I posted just 2 days ago. I absolutely fell in love with the song, and thankfully I have some of the equipment at home to do this. So yeah, that's just kind of what I've been doing to stay connected and stay in touch with my fans, and just really trying to keep in touch with everybody and see how everyone's doing, and reaching out to them to see what songs they liked off the album and why.
Where can we find you online to keep track of these videos and the other things that you're up to?
So I think my most active platform at the moment is my Instagram, which is Jodie B Music, which is Jodie, then the letter B Music. I'm definitely most active on my Instagram, but also on Facebook and TikTok as well. And then my music is available on YouTube and Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Music, all the streaming platforms.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, The Riddle. What can you tell me about that one?
The riddle was a bit of an interesting one. I really wanted to try and incorporate more blues harmonica into my sets and into my songs, because that's basically what I was raised on. My dad is a blues man, and we grew up playing in a lot of blues bars and stuff like that. So the riddle, I wanted to try and have a break in my set where it was no music at the beginning and just the harmonica. And I really feel that every time I perform the riddle, it really catches people's attentions, because it's just the harmonica and nothing else. So that was the main idea of this song. And then the rhythm kind of came behind it. And then honestly, the lyrics, I just let pour out of me as I was writing it and as I was creating it. And it's mostly just about really feeling and really connecting with the music.
I love the song and I love your whole record. Jody, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thank you so much for chatting with me. I really appreciate your time.
Bye. bend your knees down, lay down and go. In your stance, yeah, feed the soul.